Bienvenidos a The Broadway a la Gran Vía. Presentamos hoy en Radio Sefarad la banda sonora de un símbolo de la historia del cine, Casablanca. Todo en ella es leyenda y, por supuesto, también su música, compuesta por Max Steiner, uno de esos autores que inventaron, por así decirlo, la banda sonora del cine más clásico de Hollywood. Prepárense, aquellos amantes de esta película, para un programa de más de una hora en el que escucharemos el soundtrack íntegro.
Coming of the Second World War, many eyes in imprisoned Europe turned hopefully or desperately toward the freedom of the Americas. Lisbon became the great embarkation point, but not everybody could get to Lisbon directly, and so a tortuous roundabout refugee trail sprang up. Paris to Marseille. Across the Mediterranean to Oran. Then by train or auto or foot across the rim of Africa to Casablanca in French Morocco. Here the fortunate ones, through money or influence or luck, might obtain exit visas and scurry to Lisbon, and from Lisbon to the New World. But the others wait in Casablanca, and wait, and wait, and wait.
Thank you. It had to be you. It had to be you. I've wandered around and finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, and even be glad just to be sad, thinking of some others I've seen. Might never be me, might never be cross, or try to be boss, but they wouldn't be. Oh, nobody else gave me a thrill, honey, with all your faults. I love you still, have to be you. Wonderful you had to be. Knock on wood. Who's unlucky?
We're unlucky.
How unlucky?
Too unlucky.
But your luck will change if you'll arrange to knock on wood. Who's got nothing?
We got nothing.
How much nothing?
Too much nothing.
Say, nothing's not an awful lot, but knock on wood. Now, who's happy?
We're happy.
Just how happy?
Very happy.
That's the way we're gonna stay, so knock on wood. Now who's lucky?
We're all lucky.
Just how lucky?
Very lucky.
Well, smile up then, and once again, let's knock on wood.
Hello, Sam.
Hello, Miss Elsa. I never expect to see you again.
It's been a long time.
Yes, ma'am. A lot of water under the bridge.
Some of the old songs, Sam.
Yes, ma'am.
Where is Rick?
I don't know. I ain't seen him all night.
When will he be back?
Not tonight no more. He ain't coming. He went home.
Does he always leave so early?
Oh, he never. Well, he's got a girl up to the Blue Parrot. He goes up there all the time.
You used to be a much better liar, Sam.
Leave him alone, Miss Elsa. You bad luck to him.
Play it once, Sam. For all time's sake.
I don't know what you mean, Miss Elsa.
Play it, Sam. Play as time goes by.
Oh, I can't remember it, Miss Elsa. I'm a little rusty on it.
I'll hum it for you. Sing it, Sam.
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by.
And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by.
Sam, I thought I told you never to play.
Casablanca se estrenó en 1942. Fue dirigida por Michael Curtiz, protagonizada por Humphrey Bogart e Ingrid Bergman y escrita por Julius y Philip Epstein, por Howard Koch y Casey Robinson. Todos ellos se basaron en la obra de John Allison y Murray Barnett. Estos dos comenzaron a escribir la obra después de un viaje por Europa en 1938. En Viena pudieron observar de primera mano las terribles discriminaciones nazis. Después, en un café al sur de Francia, este café terminó de inspirarles para escribir Everybody's Comes to Rix, que fue el título original del libro del que luego pues se adaptó para hacer la película.
I grab Bugatti, then she walks in. Well, it's the way it goes, one in, one out. Sam.
Yes, boss.
It's December 1941 in Casablanca. What time is it in New York?
What? My watch stopped.
I bet they're asleep in New York. I bet they're asleep all over America. Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine. What's that you're playing?
Oh, just a little something on my own.
Oh, stop it. You know what I want to hear.
No, I don't.
You played it for her, you played it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
Yes, boss.
Thank you.
Marseillaise. Played.
Laszlo's presence in the café can inspire this unfortunate demonstration, but Morville's presence in Casablanca bring on. I advise that this place be shut up at once.
But everybody's having such a good time.
Yes, much too good a time. The place is to be closed.
But I've no excuse to close it.
Find one.
Sorry, monsieur.
Sorry. Everybody is to leave here immediately. This café is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked, to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Mademoiselle, after this disturbance, it is not safe for Laszlo to stay in Casablanca.
This morning you implied it was not safe for him to leave Casablanca.
That is also true, except for one destination, to return to occupied France.
Occupied France?
Mm-hmm. Under safe conduct from me.
What value is that? You may recall what German guarantees have been worth in the past.
There are only two other alternatives for him.
What are they?
It is possible the French authorities will find a reason to put him in the concentration camp here.
And the other alternative?
My dear mademoiselle, perhaps you have already observed that in Casablanca, human life is cheap. Good night, mademoiselle.
How did you get in?
Stairs from the street.
I told you this morning you'd come around, but this is a little ahead of schedule. Well, won't you sit down?
Richard, I had to see you.
Well, there's Richard again. We're back in Paris.
Please.
Your unexpected visit isn't connected by any chance with the letters of transit. Seems as long as I have those letters, I'll never be lonely.
You can ask any price you want, but you must give me those letters.
I went all through that with your husband. It's no deal.
Well, I know how you feel about me, but I'm asking you to put your feelings aside for something more important.
Do I have to hear again what a great man your husband is, what an important cause he's fighting for?
It was your cause, too. In your own way, you were fighting for the same thing.
I'm not fighting for anything anymore, except myself. I'm the only cause I'm interested in.
Richard, we loved each other once. If those days meant anything at all to you...
I wouldn't bring up Paris if I were you. It's poor salesmanship.
Please, please listen to me. If you knew what really happened, if you only knew the truth...
I wouldn't believe you no matter what you told me. You'd say anything now to get what you want.
You want to feel sorry for yourself, don't you? There's so much at stake, all you can think of is your own feeling. One woman has hurt you and you take your revenge on the rest of the world. You're a coward and weakling. No. No, Richard, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but you are our last hope. If you don't help us, Victor Laszlo will die in Casablanca.
What of it? I'm going to die in Casablanca. It's a good spot for it. Now, if you...
I tried to reason with you. I tried everything. Now I want those letters. Get them for me.
I don't have to. I got them right here.
Put them on the table.
Now.
For the last time, put them on the table.
If Laszlo and the cause mean so much to you, you won't stop at anything. All right, I'll make it easier for you. Go ahead and shoot. You'll be doing me a favor.
Richard, I tried to stay away. I thought I would never see you again. That you are out of my life. The day you left Paris, if you knew what I went through, if you knew how much I loved you, how much I still love you. I'm leaving with him. Haven't you told him?
No, not yet.
But it's all right, isn't it? You were able to arrange everything.
Everything is quite all right.
Oh, Rick.
We'll tell him at the airport. The less time to think, the easier for all of us. Please trust me.
Yes, I will.
Mr. Blaine, I don't know how to thank you.
I'll save it. We've still lots of things to do.
I've brought the money, Mr. Blaine.
Keep it. You'll need it in America.
But we made a deal.
Now, never mind that. You won't have any trouble in Lisbon, will you?
No, it's all arranged.
Good, I've got the letters right here, all made out in blank. All you have to do is fill in the signatures.
Victor Laszlo? Victor Laszlo, you're under arrest. On the charge of accessory to the murder of the couriers from whom these letters were stolen. Oh, you're surprised about my friend Ricky. The explanation is quite simple. Love, it seems, has triumphed over virtue. Thank you.
Not so fast, Louis. Nobody's going to be arrested, not for a while yet.
Have you taken leave of your senses?
I have. Sit down over there.
Put that gun down.
Louis, I wouldn't like to shoot you, but I will if you take one more step.
Under the circumstances, I will sit down.
Keep your hands on the table.
I suppose you know what you're doing, but I wonder if you realize what this means.
I do. We've got plenty of time to discuss that later.
Call off your watchdogs, you said.
Just the same, you call the airport and let me hear you tell them. And remember, this gun is pointed right at your heart.
That is my least vulnerable spot. Hello? Is that the airport?
Huh?
This is Captain Renault speaking. There were two letters of transit for the Lisbon plane. There's to be no trouble about them. Good.
Hello? Hello? My car, quickly.
The plane, Mayor.
This is Major Stasser. Have a squad of police meet me at the airport at once. At once, do you hear?
Louis, have your man go with Mr. Laszlo and take care of his luggage.
Certainly, Rick. Anything you say. Find Mr. Laszlo's luggage and put it on the plane.
Yes, sir.
This way, please.
If you don't mind, you fill in the names. That'll make it even more official.
You think of everything, don't you?
And the names are Mr. and Mrs. Victor Laszlo.
But why my name, Richard?
Because you're getting on that plane.
I don't understand. What about you?
I'm staying here with him till the plane gets safely away.
No, Richard, no. What has happened to you? Last night
you said... Last night we said a great many things. You said I was to do the thinking for both of us. Well, I've done a lot of it since then. It all adds up to one thing. You're getting on that plane with Victor where you belong.
But, Richard, no, I...
Now, you've got to listen to me. You have any idea what you'd have to look forward to if you stayed here? 9 chances out of 10, we'd both wind up at a concentration camp. Isn't that true, Louis?
I'm afraid Major Strasser would insist.
You're saying this only to make me go.
I'm saying it because it's true. Inside of us, we both know you belong with Victor. You're part of his work, the thing that keeps him going. If that plane leaves the ground and you're not with him, you'll regret it. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon and for the rest of your life.
But what about us?
We'll always have Paris. We didn't have, we lost it until you came to Casablanca. We got it back last night.
When I said I would never leave you.
And you never will. But I've got a job to do, too. Where I'm going, you can't follow. What I've got to do, you can't be any part of. Ilse, I'm no good at being noble, but it doesn't take much to see that the problems of three little people don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world. Someday you'll understand that. Now, now. He's looking at you, kid.
Everything is in order.
All except one thing. There's something you should know before you leave.
Mr. Blaine, I don't ask you to explain anything.
I'm going to anyway, because it may make a difference to you later on. You said you knew about Ilse and me.
Yes.
But you didn't know she was at my place last night when you were. She came there for the letters of transit. Isn't that true, Ilse?
Yes.
She tried everything to get them and nothing worked. She did her best to convince me that she was still in love with me. That was all over long ago. For your sake, she pretended it wasn't, and I let her pretend.
I understand.
Here it is.
Thanks. I appreciate it. And welcome back to the fight. This time I know our side will win. Are you ready, Ilse?
Yes, I'm ready. Bye, Rick. God bless you.
Better hurry, you'll miss that plane.
Well, I was right. You are a sentimentalist.
Stay where you are. I don't know what you're talking about.
What you just did for Laszlo. That fairy tale you invented to send Ilse away with him. I know a little about women, my friend. She went, but she knew you were lying.
Anyway, thanks for helping me out.
I suppose you know this isn't going to be very pleasant for either of us, especially for you. I'll have to arrest you, of course.
As soon as the plane goes, Louis.
What was the meaning of that phone call? Victor Laszlo is on that plane.
Why don't you stand here? Why don't you stop him?
Ask Monsieur Rick.
Get away from that phone. I would advise you not to interfere.
I was willing to shoot Captain Renault, and I'm willing to shoot you.
Hello.
Put that phone down.
Get me the radio tower.
Put it down.
Strasser has been shot. Round up the usual suspects.
Oui, mon capitaine.
Prenez cette voiture. Vous en êtes là.
Not only a sentimentalist, but you've become a patriot.
Harry, but it seemed like a good time to start.
I think perhaps you're right. Might be a good idea for you to disappear from Casablanca for a while. There's a free French garrison over at Brazzaville. I could be induced to arrange a passage.
My letter of transit? I could use a trip. But it doesn't make any difference about our bet. You still owe me 10,000 francs.
And that 10,000 francs should pay our expenses.
Our expenses?
Mm-hmm.
Louis, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
We'll be right back.
Maximilian Raoul Steiner, Max Steiner para los amigos, nació en Viena en 1888. Era hijo de un empresario del mundo del teatro y su padrino fue nada menos que el compositor Richard Strauss. Fue un niño prodigio de la música. Por ejemplo, bueno, yo me he quedado muy sorprendido, pero es que recibió clases del propio Johann Brahms y también de Gustav Mahler. Ahí está, eso es poco, bueno. Al estallar la Primera Guerra Mundial, Steiner vivía y componía en Londres, pero allí fue acusado de persona non grata. Imaginen por qué, claro, por ser judío. Su amistad con el duque de Westminster le valió para conseguir los papeles necesarios para salir hacia Nueva York. Bueno, una vez en Estados Unidos, se dedicó al mundo del vodevil y al musical, ¿no? Que ya se pueden imaginar, triunfaba mucho en Nueva York en aquella época. Y su primera composición para el mundo del cine, su primera composición en Hollywood, al igual que Franz Waxman, fue para una película de terror, que bueno, estaban tan de moda en los años 30, ¿no? En su caso, si en el caso de Franz Waxman fue La novia de Frankenstein, que ya hemos podido escuchar aquí, pues en el caso de Steiner fue King Kong, que ya saben que antes o después también la vamos a escuchar aquí. Bueno, sin duda su momento de mayor éxito fue tras el encargo de la banda sonora de Lo que el viento se llevó, que también más adelante podremos oír aquí.
That's what Noah done. He rescued two of a kind and had his boat designed for muskrats and polecats and bulldogs and alley cats. That's what Noah done. Who done that, Noah? Who done that, Noah? Who done that, Noah? That's what Noah done. There was no nothing in sight for 40 days and nights. So Noah, Noah just took a row about. That's what Noah done. Who done that? Noah. Who done that? Noah. Who done that? Noah. That's what Noah done. There was no nothing in sight for 40 days and nights. Oh, Noah just took a row about. That's what Noah done.
Say, who's got trouble? How much trouble? Well, now, don't you frown. Just knuckle down and knock on wood. Who's unhappy? How unhappy? Uh-oh, that won't do. When you are blue, just knock on wood. Who's unlucky? How unlucky? But your luck'll change if you'll arrange to knock on wood. Who's got nothing? How much nothing? Say, nothing's not an awful lot, but knock on wood. Rap a tap on the table. Tap your feet on the floor. Come on now, get this right out of your system. Say, ain't you feeling better than before? Well now who's happy? Just how happy? That's the way we're gonna stay, so knock on wood. Now who's lucky? Just how lucky? Well, smile up then, and once again, let's knock on wood.
Steiner planteó la banda sonora de esta película sobre dos temas que en realidad no son suyos. Uno es La Marsellesa, el himno francés, y el otro es As Time Goes By, una canción escrita por Hermann Hapfeld. Steiner quiso cambiar esta canción y quería cambiarla y construir el leitmotiv de la banda sonora con una canción suya, pero ya era tarde. Ingrid Bergman se acababa de cortar el pelo para su siguiente película y no se podían regrabar las escenas en las que ella salía cantando. Bueno, antes de despedirnos y dejarles con el final de la música de Casablanca, contarles una anécdota que la verdad es que no sé si creerme del todo, porque me asusta un poco. Se dice que el papel de Rick iba a interpretarlo Ronald Reagan. Uf, menos mal que Humphrey Bogart se interpuso en su lugar, ¿verdad? Bueno, nada más. Despedimos aquí Casablanca, esperamos que hayan disfrutado de este largo programa y la semana que viene intentaremos sorprenderles con una nueva banda sonora. Gracias.
remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs, never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman need man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story. A fight for love and glory. A case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes. And hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story. A fight for love and glory. A case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time.